Good evening.
Thank you guys for being here. I know that there's plenty of stuff that you could be doing tonight, and so thank y'all for coming out, and thank you for, I love y'all. I just thank y'all, honestly. We're going to continue our series tonight that we've been doing for a while. We might do it for the rest of the year. I don't know. But it's called Knowing and Growing in 1 John. And so how many of you know him tonight? Do you know him? How many of y'all are growing? I hope y'all are growing. We're going to be in 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 6, as we stand and read. And it says this: Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming, is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Let's pray. Father God, Lord, thank you for your word. Lord, thank you for this day. And Lord, I just pray that right now, this sermon, this message, Lord, I just pray that people hear you. Lord, I pray that I hear you. And Lord, I pray that you just tell us what we need to do to get closer to you tonight. Lord, help us. Guide us. And it's in your name I pray. Amen. All right. So I wanted to tag this text. What are you listening to? To know God, you have to listen to God. And to grow in him, you have to know him. So what are you listening to? As we look at verse 1, it says, Beloved. Isn't it a good thing to know that we are loved? John, being one of Jesus' closest disciples, writes Beloved. And I would think that he writes Beloved because he himself was loved by Jesus. And I want to start off saying that Jesus loves and God loves us, not in a way of the love that the earth would say is love, but a love that's eternal. A love that's perfect. So, beloved, be loved. Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God. What is the Spirit of God? Verse 2. Every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit that confesses, every spirit that has confidence in, every spirit that has conviction in, every spirit that is confided in Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. To know the Spirit of God is to confess that Jesus is the Savior of the world. John says that Jesus, not Buddha, but Jesus, not Muhammad, but Jesus is the Savior of the world. That word Jesus means God is salvation. Saving us from our sins, Jesus was sinless. He was sacrificing, and he is sufficient for us. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, For God made Christ who never sinned to be the offering for our sins, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. That's who Jesus is. He came selfless in a manger, humbly for us. That's how he started off, and he ended humbly on the cross, defeating death on the cross for you and me. So to know the Spirit of God is to confess that Jesus is the Savior, but also to know the Spirit of God is to confess that Jesus is sent by God. John says, thus that Jesus is Christ. In verse 2, that word Christ means the Messiah, the Anointed One, the King of Majesty, the Lord of Lords. We have to listen to people that claim that Jesus is Christ and that he was sent by God. He is just not another guy. He's not another prophet. But he is without a doubt the Christ. John 17:3 says, And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. John 6:40 says, "And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave, he sent his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." We are gifted Jesus from God, and he was sent by God, and he dwelt among us as Christ. He gave us an opportunity through his death that on the cross to have a relationship. And that's what that word sent means. It means that we are forgiven. It means that we have reconciliation because of Jesus. To know the Spirit of God is to confess that Jesus is sent, but also he is the same as God. We can look at our text and John says he came in the flesh. Right? The word was made flesh. In John 1:1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God." And the Word was God. And then in verse 14, it says that the Word became flesh. He became man. Philippians 2:7 says, but he emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man. But Jesus is still God. He's more than a man. He's just in our likeness, but he's the same. John 10:30 says, "I and the Father are one." So do you know him? People want to say who Jesus is, that he is just love, that he just died, without saying that not only is he love, but he wants us to give up our lifestyles to follow him. He didn't just die, but he defeated death and rose again on the third day. Do you know him? And do you know him for yourself? Because there's a spirit out there that doesn't want us to know him. As we look at verse 3, John begins to talk about the Antichrist. And he says this, every spirit, no matter the fame, the fortune, or their finances, right? Every spirit, no matter the clothes, the cash, or the cars. But every spirit that does not confess Jesus has come in the flesh is not of God. Doesn't matter how popular they are. If they're not confessing who Jesus Christ is and that he came in the flesh, they're not of God. No matter how much you may love your favorite music artist, if they don't believe who Jesus Christ is, that he came from God, they're wrong. No matter how much you may love your favorite sports player that stands up at the podium and says, "To God be the glory," if they don't confess that Jesus Christ came in the flesh from God, they're not of God. They have it wrong. And it's easy to look at someone who's on television, and if they say one thing right, we like to believe all that they say. I do it. I'll listen to somebody, I'll listen to the radio, and I'm like, "Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right." They can say anything. I'm like, "That, they're so truthful." It's easy to get in our political parties and hear a politician say something, and we just believe, "That's right." We have to be careful who we listen to. John says that's the spirit of the Antichrist. I'm not calling these people the Antichrist, but that's the spirit of the Antichrist. Because they don't believe that he's the Savior, or that he's sent by, or that he's the same as God. They have a spirit of being against God. That's what that word Antichrist means. We must be careful what we listen to. I can remember being a young boy, coming home from school, and I was just in school. At school, there's like so many cool people, and so you hang around them, and I was hanging around some people that I thought was cool, and they said a word, and I was like, "Wow, that word sounds cool, so I'm gonna go home and say it." And I said it to my dad, and my dad, I can't remember my dad ever giving me a whooping. Now, I want people to know that my dad probably did whoop me, but I just can't remember it. But he would poke me. He poked me pretty hard. I remember my dad saying that word in front of my dad, and he said, "Boy, don't you ever say that ever again in your life." And that hurt. Made me cry. my dad chopped cotton, so he's strong. His fingers went, But we have to be careful what we listen to. And I believe sometimes, God wants to get a hold of us and just say, "What are you doing? Believe in the truth. Listen to me. Listen to the truth. Right? So that He can help us. Not only to listen to God, you have to know the Spirit of God, but to listen to God, you also have to have the Spirit of God. Verse 4 says, little children, you are of God and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. You have an indwelling Spirit in you. 1 John 2:27 says, but the anointing that you received from Him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone should teach you. But as His anointing teaches you about everything, and is true, and is no lie, just as it has taught you, abide in Him. We overcome the Antichrist because of the presence of God in us. John says we overcome because He who is in you, He who is in us, we have the Spirit of God in us, and His presence guides us. Romans 8:14 says, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Does the Spirit lead you today? The Spirit will lead you down a green pasture. The Spirit will lead you beside the still waters. The Spirit will restore your soul. The Spirit will lead you in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Does He lead you today? His Spirit will guide you. 2 Thessalonians 3:3 says, but the Lord is faithful, and He will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. Psalm 32:7 says, you are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. Selah. His Spirit cares for us. Not only because of the presence of God in us do we overcome, but we overcome because of the power of God in us. John says, we overcome because greater is He that is in us than he who is in the world. Hallelujah that I don't have to fight my own battles. But boy, do I still try to fight my own battles. We have to understand that the victory is won. It's already been won. And that we have overcome because we have an overcomer. John 16:33 says, I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Jeremiah 22:7 says, I will prepare destroyers against you, each with his weapon, and they shall cut down your choicest cedars and cast them into the fire. We have an overcomer. Our overcomer is greater than us. So do you have His power today? Do you have His presence? Because His yoke is easy and His burden is so light. I find myself wanting to go where God wants me to go, but still wanting to go where I want to go. And that just isn't right. I have to go where God wants me to go. I have to give that up. We have to let the Spirit guide us. We have to give up the stuff that we want and just let the Spirit have its way in us. I want to go beside Jesus. I want to walk beside Him. I want to walk beside God. I don't want to walk in front of Him, not behind Him, beside Him. That's how we fully want what God wants for us. And finally, as we listen to the Spirit of God, you have to know the Scripture of God. John says in verse 5, they are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the Spirit of truth and the Spirit of error. John is talking about knowing the world and knowing the Word. Knowing what the world has to say about God and knowing what the Word has to say about God. The world will say that you can get to God in different ways, but the Word will say that there's only one way. And that one way is through Jesus Christ. The world will say that all you have to do is be good, right? But the Bible says that we all fall short in the glory of God. You have to know the Scripture. You have to study the Scripture of God. Ephesians 4:13-14 says, until we attain the unity of faith and of knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness, and deceitful schemes. I don't want to be tossed to and fro. I want to know what the Scriptures. I don't want to be fooled by a doctrine. I want to know the Bible for myself. You can listen to a pastor 1,000 times, but if you don't know the Scripture of God for yourself, then you don't know God. You can listen to your favorite artist talk about God, but if you don't know the Scripture of God for yourself, then you don't know Him. You can go to church your whole life and hear about who He is from different people, but if you don't know the Scripture of God for yourself, then you don't know Him personally. You need to get personal with Him. Get to know Him. It sure is a good thing to hear about Him from other people, but I want to know Him for myself. And I want to meet Him for myself. And I can't do that unless I open my Bible. These last few weeks have been very strange for me. It's been very strange. In a good way. But I've been telling my friends that it feels like a revival has been just taking place in my household. And it's been really beautiful. I don't know why, but it's like God just broke. He's broke my heart, and I just start praying. I just turn on some worship music, and I was like, I'm going to do this, you know. As I fold my clothes, I'm going to listen to worship music. I'm going to pray to God. As I go for a walk, I'm going to listen to worship music. I'm going to pray to God. It's been good. The Spirit dwells in us. And a revival can happen for any one of you. It doesn't have to happen just in the church. It can happen where you're at. But we just have to stand on the Scripture of God as well. Matthew 24:35 says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." God's word will stand forever. It is true. It is powerful, this word. As Dale comes up, I want you to ask yourself, do you know Him? He is good. But do you know Him? And are you listening to Him? There's a lot of stuff that's trying to pull us away. And I know some of us, we're going to go home, we're going to watch the Super Bowl. There's going to be stuff on there that's going to say this is of God and it's not. It's not. You don't have to turn on, you don't have to watch the Super Bowl. You just turn on TV. Turn on the TV. It's stuff that says that it's of God, but it's not. If it's not saying that Jesus Christ came in the flesh and that He is sent by God and that He died and rose again. He didn't just die, He rose again. We have to believe that. We have to know that for ourselves. It's good to listen to other people, but you just have to make sure that they're saying the truth. Because we need to be listening to the truth. As we stand and pray, if you're here today and you need to handle your business, please, I just encourage you to do so. Maybe you haven't been listening. Or if you're here today and you don't know Christ for yourself, this is an opportunity for you to come down and accept Him. Or if you're here today and you're looking for a church home, Victory is a great place. Come talk to me about it, because I know it is. But let's pray. Father God, Lord, thank You for this day. Thank You for what Your Scripture says. Lord, help us to be careful of like what we're listening to. God, help us to just listen to the truth. Help us to know the truth for our own selves. Help us to not get away from Scripture, but go to Scripture to find that. Lord, we love You. To Your name I pray. Amen.